Palermo. Galindo, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you are a connector in so many ways, including professionally here in Fort Wayne for the city. And it all began when you were 15 and came to the United States from your home in Mexico City. Did you ever dream back then that you would end up spending your whole life here?
No, did not know. And I think that's what happens to a lot of us immigrants. We come in here and then we think that we're going to go back at some point in our lives to our native country. But it's been more than 30 years and I'm still here and my children are here. We're born in Fort Wayne and my life has developed here over 20 years in Fort Wayne.
We're glad it did. And your passion for arts and culture and history and people, have you had that your whole life?
You know, it has been developed. I remember doodling when I was a kid and drawings and things as time went by. When I was in high school, I took an art class and really enjoyed that. I used to do a lot of art projects for my classmates. You know, I would sell them for a couple of dollars for them to turn in as their homework. And that's how I made money in school. I think it was fun just to make extra drawings.
That's very interesting. And are you hardwired to be a communicator, do you think, to be working with and dealing with people?
Well, I have worked really hard to communicate with people, and I utilize the arts as well as one of the means for it. I try to do my best and really relate what's going on with any type of works or community events or anything like that.
And any group of people, it seems like, too.
Oh, certainly, certainly. I enjoy talking to many people from different cultures. Again, as a person that came from another country, I, you know, understand the struggles of language, integration, culture, music, sounds, food, everything, you know. It's something that I totally understand and get.
And embrace also, it seems like. I will ask, have you ever met a medium or a cultural pastime that you didn't like?
Oh, no, not at all. I actually encouraged this with my children. I will take them when they were younger to different events so they can get exposed to different cultures. And I think it's very essential to learn when you're young about other cultures, and that will definitely project in the future.
Totally agree with you there, Palermo.
Thank you.
Just for the record, how many hats do you wear for the city and the state?
Well, several hats, I will say. I'm a member of several boards here locally, and I'm part of the Commission of Hispanic Latino Affairs throughout the state, and it's a great commission. It's a nonpartisan, so there's a good mixture of people throughout the whole state that come together and work for different things with the mission of the commission.
And in Fort Wayne, you're the community liaison. That puts you right out there. If not literally on the streets, then certainly figuratively on the streets, meeting up with people and working with whatever they need, whatever they do. Does it ever get boring? Does it ever get to be too much for you?
Oh, not at all. I'm really thankful for the opportunity that the mayor gave me and the people that interviewed me when I started. Definitely, it's not a office job. You have to really be outside and really to get the pulse of the community. If you don't, you know, press hands and see people eye to eye at different settings, well, I believe that you're not doing the job as a liaison or community advocate. I enjoy, you know, being out there. People really appreciate that you come out of the office and really meet with them at their own environments. And that's the opportunity that I like to take. And then that's where a lot of barriers come down and we can talk about different things or issues that are happening in the on the neighborhoods.
That's a great point. And they know you care and you never forget that you care. And that's one great big step right there.
It certainly is. People do see that I genuinely make the step to really get to know them, establish a relationship. And since I've been with the city, it'll be 9 years next month. It's a validation that the way that I've been doing my job and the response that I get through them is certainly more than just an 8-to-5 job, but it's actually I'm part of the community, and this is what I enjoyed and love about the city of Fort Wayne.
Good for you and good for the community. Does your passion for photography consume you in a good way?
I'll tell you a little story about this. I started photography when I lived in Chicago. It was a community college. Someone mentioned that this photography class was an easy A. So I went and took it just to, you know, get an easy A. But once I started working on the dark room and taking all the photographs, developing the film, I got caught. You know, I just submerged myself in it. And, you know, I enjoyed it so much that I continued it throughout all these years after that.
So it's a means of expression, a means of communication.
It certainly it is.
In your mind, what makes Fort Wayne the unique and special place that we all think it is?
Well, I came in 20 years ago and I found that this city has great opportunities for everyone. It's up to the person to really take advantage of those. And I saw that when I first arrived, I said, wow, this is great. You can write your own story here. And that's what I did. I committed myself to really care for the city. I went to school here, you know, have my children here that were born and raised. And now the way I see myself as a public servant is to really pay that back into the community by becoming involved in many events, providing that friendship with everyone that I meet and stretching the arms of what a community it is for us. So I see so many great things happening for Wayne. We'll continue to grow and many advantages as well.
And it sounds like you are glad you've stayed here all these years.
Oh, certainly. I'm very thankful for so many people that have provided me with opportunities. So many. And I'll say thank you to muchas gracias a todos.
What has changed the most since you came here in 1994?
Well, definitely the excitement of how Fort Wayne continues to grow. Definitely the pride that people show that, you know, Fort Wayne is doing great, cool things and innovative things as well. Now, as you see, there's many articles now featuring Fort Wayne nationally and international. So I think that's fantastic.
And it is really exciting. On a personal level, Palermo, why is your appointment to the Indiana Commission on Hispanic and Latino Affairs so important?
I believe it's important because it touches the levels of the mission. It basically states that it works towards economic, educational, and social equality, including promoting cooperation and understanding throughout the whole state. And I think that's important to continue to have.
Practically speaking, what good can you do this way?
The goal with the mission of the commission is to really provide that opportunity and actually provide the resources that people need in our communities as well as with the Hispanic community.
You can make a difference working within that system.
Well, definitely. There's so many young people that need that guidance in providing those opportunities. I think that's what we need to continue to support those venues for them.
And good luck with that, to be sure.
Thank you.
Is it fair to say that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts pretty much defines your makeup and lifestyle?
Yes, and there's so many aspects of it. And actually, I received a quote from a friend. If you don't mind, I can share that with you and the listeners.
Please.
When we limit ourselves with low expectations, the growth of the tree of happiness ceases. The power of growth, of improvement, the power to overcome all stagnation and break through everyday obstacle and transform a barren wasteland in a verdant field. That unstoppable power of hope resides right within your own heart. It wells up from the rich earth of your innermost being when you face the future without doubt or fear. I can do more. I can grow. I can become a bigger and better human being. Life is never-ending struggle to grow. That's by Daisaku Ikeda.
And that's how I would say, if I read that in a book, it would make me think of you. Does that describe you?
Certainly, it describes what I strive for every day. And again, as a person that, you know, was not born in Fort Wayne, but has made Fort Wayne my city and my place, I like to contribute as much as possible and provide my children with the legacy of what a foundation is for them to see as a person that has done and contributed and collaborated with so many people.
Mm-hmm. That's just great. And again, keep up the good work. A lot of people are curious, myself included, how do you keep that juggling act and all the balls of all the projects that you are doing at any given time all up in the air and going at the same time?
Well, it's not easy. But I think I develop a system that I can pick up one of those balls like you're floating and then look at it, figure it out what needs to be done, and then take that moment and then put it back out and then pick up another one. I gave to my children this message that I wrote to them. If you don't mind, I can share that with them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hard work is never easy, but that's the best way to live in peace and with a great feeling of achievement. Building a reputation of hard work and integrity cannot be taken away. No one can take that. We'll experience life's highs and lows. As long as you give your best, you'll never regret it. Our lives continue to move forward into reaching excellence through commitment and passion. And this is what I told my children. I love you today, tomorrow, and through infinity.
Well, it sounds like a message that you have and can and always will share with the inhabitants of Fort Wayne, and I think that's something really special.
It certainly does. I definitely feel that way too. You know, so many people that, again, gave me the opportunity, and I continue to meet every day someone new that I haven't met. So it's a big city, and we continue to meet those other people as well.
So whether you have a current photography exhibit to share or a cultural favorite thing, or you're out and about on the town, what do you encourage every Fort Wayne resident to do?
Certainly come out of the shell, visit many exhibits. There's so many local artists with fantastic talents, and there's so many opportunities to support local and provide that venue for them so we can lift them up and then continue to move forward.
Palermo Galindo is community liaison for the city of Fort Wayne. Among his many, many irons he always has in the fire at any given time. Thank you so much for making time for us today, Palermo, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
That was WBOI's Julia Meek, speaking with Fort Wayne's community liaison, Palermo Galindo. You can connect with Galindo at cityoffortwayne.org, and you can hear more of Julia Meek's arts and culture coverage on 89.1 WBOI.